It's 12:30. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Craig Cohen. In Illinois public media news at this hour, the Indiana Attorney General's Office is asking the state board to suspend the license of the Massachusetts specialty pharmacy linked to a deadly meningitis outbreak. The office today filed a petition asking the state pharmacy board to suspend the New England Compounding Center's license to operate in Indiana, saying the Framingham, Massachusetts-based pharmacy poses a threat to public health. Ohio pharmacy officials suspended the company's license to operate in that state this week. The pharmacy has said it has voluntarily suspended production. Pharmacy representatives didn't immediately return messages seeking comment. Indiana health officials have confirmed 43 cases of fungal meningitis and 3 deaths linked to tainted steroid injections. The state pharmacy board is expected to consider the suspension request November 5th. A top Joliet official says his talks about a possible immigrant detention center in the city have included the nation's largest private prison operator. Chip Mitchell has more.
Joliet City Manager Thomas Thanis says he's had a preliminary conversation with officials of Nashville-based Corrections Corporation of America. That company would have built and run a detention center in south suburban Crete. Village trustees rejected the plan in June after protests by residents, human rights advocates, and public sector unions. Thanis says he also met with federal officials about the Joliet project 9 days ago. What's at stake for the city?
Hundreds of construction jobs and hundreds of permanent jobs. I'm always interested in projects that have an opportunity to create jobs and revenues for our school district.
Thanis referred questions about possible sites for the detention center to the Corrections Corporation. The company referred questions to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That agency declined to discuss the Joliet project. I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
An appellate court has reinstated the conviction of a white supremacist who used his website to solicit violence against a juror. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago today reversed a lower court that found William White's posts were protected by the First Amendment. The 30-page appellate ruling says soliciting others to commit violence isn't protected. It says White shouldn't get a new trial and it should proceed to sentencing. Last year, the neo-Nazi from Roanoke, Virginia, was convicted of one count of solicitation for publishing a juror's name, photograph, home address, phone numbers, and sexual orientation on his website in 2008. The juror had been informant of a jury that convicted another white supremacist, Matthew Hale, of soliciting the murder of a federal judge. The investment portfolio of the pension fund for downstate and suburban public school teachers had a rough go of it last year. Yesterday's report highlights the continued uncertainty plaguing the economy. Brian Mackey has more.
The teachers' retirement system earned less than 1% on its investments, the worst performance since the depths of the Great Recession 4 years ago. Spokesman Dave Urbanek says TRS hasn't been doing anything differently. Rather, he says the poor performance was a result of broader trouble with the economy. He says TRS made money in 6 out of 7 investment categories.
Real estate, stocks in United States companies, bonds, everything that we did in those 6 asset classes, we made money. We lost money in international stocks.
The low rate of return was for the fiscal year that ended June 30th. Urbanek says that's an arbitrary snapshot, that investments have done significantly better in the last 3 months.
What you're looking at is an economy that's like a rubber band. It's going up and down and up and down.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average had comparably bad returns during that same time period, dropping from a 28% rate of return 1 year to 2.5% the next. TRS invests money it receives from both the state and what individual teachers contribute. I'm Brian Mackey.
Wildlife experts in central Illinois say boaters and fishermen who reported spotting a fluffy white fox weren't seeing things. McLean County's Michael Steffa says he began getting reports about the animal about 3 weeks ago. Wildlife biologist Bob Blewett of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources tells the Bloomington Pantograph the animal appears to be a domesticated strain of red fox that's been bred for its fur. Experts say it isn't clear how the animal ended up in Kamalar Park, which is near Hudson, just north of Bloomington. Blewett says he doesn't know of anyone in the area with a permit to breed fur-bearing animals. The fox appears to be in good condition, and Steffa says there are no plans to try to trap it. Consolidating some of Illinois' 865 school districts remains an issue, even if Governor Pat Quinn's plan last year to force hundreds of mergers didn't go anywhere. Lawmakers have tried that before, although University of Illinois Springfield professor William Phillips says when they discovered how angry it made parents, they reversed course. That and many other stories of Illinois school consolidations are part of an oral history project just made available online by the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield. Phillips is an expert in school reorganizations.
You're not going to have a more emotional topic to deal with than this one. You're talking about the future of a school district, the boundaries of the school district, where the students are going to go to school, the mascot, the school colors, the trophies the district has accumulated, all those things.
Phillips says there's no magic number of districts the state should have, and whether it's appropriate is different for every community. He did say that high school districts with fewer than 100 students tend to offer fewer opportunities, but he says it's a misperception that mergers will always lead to cost savings. The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce today named a film and video production company Small Business of the Year. Shatterglass Studios, which began 7 years ago in Champaign, produces promotional videos for companies and organizations. Co-owner Brett Hayes says Champaign has great potential to attract filmmakers from around the country, and locally he's trying to drive up interest in filmmaking.
We got to start young, so we'd love to get into the high schools and start creating visions for young people to say, you can make film. You don't even have to go and buy an expensive camera. You can start making films now. You know, and we'd love to support you in doing so.
With a 60% growth in income over the past year, the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce says Shatterglass Studios is a great example of how small businesses can thrive in the community. In sports, someone's Big Ten losing streak will come to an end tomorrow when Indiana plays at Illinois. The Hoosiers haven't won a conference game since late in 2010 and have dropped 11 straight. The Illini, meanwhile, have lost 9 in a row in the conference dating to last fall. The Hoosiers have lost their last three games by less than 3 points each, and they're scoring more than 30 points a game. Illinois has lost four straight games by an average score of 41-11. Indiana coach Kevin Wilson says his team is usually one good play away from a win. Illini linebacker Ashante Williams says the Hoosiers also have the fastest paced offense Illinois has seen. They ran 78 plays against Navy. The Chicago Bulls and Indiana Pacers will face off in an NBA exhibition game tonight in South Bend. Both teams are 4-2 so far. Tonight the Bulls might be without guard Kurt Heinrich, who's nursing a groin injury. Coach Tim Thibodeau says Heinrich will be a game-time decision. The Chicago White Sox's longtime general manager, Ken Williams, has been promoted to executive vice president. Williams is the fourth longest tenured GM in baseball. He just finished his 12th season in a run that included the World Series championship in 2005 that ended an 87-year drought. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.